Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rockets got a win last night. That was good.
They made it, a little, scary there at the end a little bit.
They did.
And then Nets hung around all night.
Drilled a three.
Finally
put them away.
Even bad teams in the NBA at home, if they catch a decent shooting night, can hang around with a good team.
Right. That team was on fire. Both teams were shooting out of their minds.
Yep.
They were both over 45% from three-point land.
Tell me if I have this right. The Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James are imploding.
Oh, it's awesome.
We're going to get to them in just a second.
San Antonio Spurs are without their best player, and he's disgruntled as well.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors lost at home last night. They didn't just lose. They got hammered last night by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Rockets have pulled even in the loss column with the Warriors for the top seed. And that is significant because the Rockets own the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
They won the season series. I mean, look, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, but things are falling into place for this to be a pretty special postseason.
It's looking pretty good, isn't it? It's looking really good for the Rockets. But we all know this can change.
Right, I know. Ryan Anderson turned an ankle last night.
This can all change.
All of a sudden,
I don't know. Cleveland figures it out.
I
don't know. The trade deadline is what, tomorrow? I mean, they could still. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they make some trade before they finally get some interior defense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm not trying to jinx it, but things are definitely going their way right now.
There is a lot of things going their way. They have a very difficult road schedule coming up, though. That's the one thing where it looks like a brutal road schedule. But it's in the middle of the All-Star break, kind of at the beginning of it. So maybe that'll help break it up.
And they've got a back-to-back. They're in Miami tonight.
Yeah.
Which is, Miami's always been kind of an issue for them, even post-LeBron.
Oh, dude.
Especially in Miami.
Whiteside.
That's what I mean.
Whiteside kills these guys.
I'm specifically bringing up in Miami for a reason. Yeah. A, they're in Miami tonight, but B, James likes the nightlife.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I remember some pictures in Miami last time they were there, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking at the schedule you just referenced, Ted.
Yeah,
so let's
brutal.
See. So they're at Miami tonight.
A lot
tonight.
Of them on the road, man.
They come back for a couple games. They go to Minnesota. They come back for a couple games. The road stretch you're talking about, I'm assuming, is the part that begins in Denver, at Utah, at L.A. Clippers. They come home for Boston, and then you've got at OKC, at Milwaukee, at Toronto, at Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better than all those teams.
Yeah.
But the road's the road. I mean, you're going to probably lose one or two of those.
Three-game road stretch and come home for a couple games and then a four-game road stretch.
Yeah. And the Denver-Utah one's always tricky because of the altitude and stuff
And Utah can play. Denver can play.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it almost feels
like Chris Paul is playing as if to say, look, don't forget, I'm an all-star. I missed 17 games, but I'm still one of the best players in this league.
Hey, man, I hope that him getting left out of that game.
He was amazing last night.
He was. I'm kind of glad he got left out of the all-star game because he probably would have been picked by LeBron James. And if you've gotten picked by LeBron James to be on his team in the all-star game, it has not gone well for you. If you got picked by LeBron James to be on his team in the all-star game, there's nearly a 50% chance you suffered an injury that has either curtailed or ended your season. And the fourth one happened last... How amazing is that?
It's unbelievable.
The fourth member of LeBron James's All-Star squad since the teams were picked.
And this is a big one.
Has gone out with either a serious or a season-ending injury. John Wall, of course, is dealing with a knee injury. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Kevin Love broke a hand. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Boogie Cousins went out for the season with a torn Achilles.
Right.
And now this is a tough one for the league. This is a tough one for the Knicks.
Rising star, man.
This is one of the most talked about names at the trade deadline.
And the tough thing about this one, too, is this guy is a big, tall dude, and big, tall dudes usually don't only have one injury. You know what I mean?
They're adding up, man.
Kristaps Porzingis suffered a torn ACL last night. So that's
brutal.
That's a tough one. So be glad that Chris Paul didn't get picked for the All-Star game because LeBron probably would have picked him for his team, and then now he'd be dealing with some 8-week injury that he's nursing because he got touched with whatever the opposite of King Midas is by LeBron.
Medusa.
Now, speaking of LeBron, and this is the more serious long-term issue here, Rocket fans. Because I think if you ask most Rocket fans right now, if you took a poll, maybe I'll put it up on Twitter. Do you want LeBron? If you took a poll before the season, hey, Rocket fans, do you want LeBron James here in 2018, 2019? It would have been probably as close to unanimous as a Twitter poll could get.
I need to know who's going to be sacrificed.
Okay, but just in general, do you want LeBron? It's not going
to somebody, if not some players, will have to be sacrificed.
Okay, it's not Paul, Capella, or Harden.
Yes.
Okay, then so if you put that up there, I think most people would say yes. And then as the season starts and LeBron is really going sideways in Cleveland, my guess is it would be not close to, it won't be 100% anymore. It'd start to dwindle down to 95 and 90 mm-hmm. and 85. And here's why I bring this up. You know, that all-team meeting that they had in Cleveland earlier
Kevin
this
Love,
season.
Where he didn't stand up for himself.
Where everybody just
trapped on him.
He basically just took a stick and started treating Kevin Love like a pinata.
Hell, executives were there getting into a player.
Saying he's a big faker. Right.
Right.
And apparently, according to this story by Jack Maloney on CBSSports.com, LeBron James at that meeting, and I don't know that this had come out, but according to Jason Lloyd, and I'm not sure who Jason
the
Lloyd
Athletic.
Is. Okay. Jason Lloyd of The Athletic.
Yes.
LeBron James cursed out two Cavs executives during the meeting and has been growing more and more disconnected from the franchise via The Athletic. There we go. Thank you, Rich. Multiple sources confirm James cursed toward at least two team executives during the heated meeting. When asked about the exchange, James told The Athletic he couldn't remember everything that was said.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You'd be insane not to want LeBron James, the basketball player, on your team. Even at age 33, even with him having at least skippering a team that's not indicative of what he's been these last 7 or 8 years when he's gone to the finals. And even with the lack of defensive effort he's putting forth this year, LeBron James is still a plus player for you mm-hmm. out on the floor. There's no question
Definitely.
About that. But you hear more and more stories about stuff like this. We know about the passive-aggressive stuff with teammates. We know about the manipulative stuff with teammates. It's all the stuff that made Kyrie Irving want to get the hell out of Cleveland.
Yeah, Kyrie was ready to bolt.
Right. Now you hear about him yelling at executives. And what I do in my mind is I Mad Lib this thing and I pull LeBron out of Cleveland. I say, okay, let's take this exact same LeBron and plug him in Houston. Can you imagine LeBron coming into a team where James Harden and Chris Paul are already the unquestioned leaders in that locker room? And he's pulling stuff like this. I see LeBron almost as a guy like Belichick in football, in so much as he's a guy who wants full control. LeBron's got full control in Cleveland. He controls the front office. He controls the roster. He controls himself. He controls everything in Cleveland. He ain't going to get that on a good team in the NBA, and he ain't going to get it here.
I'm not so sure he wants it anymore. I can't imagine him wanting it anymore. Like, where were his best times? Like, where was he just really?
Miami.
It was Miami when he wasn't
Pat
in
Riley.
Control. He had some things, there were some things, and probably he got maybe some rules extended to him that weren't given to other guys, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, it was Pat Riley. That was his team. This is Daryl Morey's team. This team is Mike D'Antoni's team. This is James Harden's team. This is James can come here, I think, but I don't think he'd see himself as the alpha dog. And I bet you he would maybe enjoy being somewhere where he doesn't have to make all the decisions, that he trusts the front office for the team he's playing with to make the right decision. So I would just think after what's been going on in Cleveland for a long time, that maybe he doesn't want any part of having to do all that stuff behind the scenes. I feel like in Cleveland, because of the relationship with the owner and his relationship with a former general manager, that he enjoyed maybe having that power. Well, my guess is he's probably at a point where it's like, I just want to play basketball. I would think later in his career, that's maybe how he would think.
Yeah, I think more often than not, when it comes to athletes that you would describe as sort of being on the genius level of their sport, whether it's Michael Jordan, you just talked about rules. The book came out mid-dynasty in the 90s, The Jordan Rules, right? I mean, so LeBron's got, there are his rules and everybody else's rules. He's a prima donna. Jordan was a prima donna. Kobe was a prima donna. I just think more
Peyton
often than
Manning.
Not, when it comes to genius.
Tom Brady.
Well, I don't know about those guys. I'm just talking about the NBA right now. I just feel like when it comes to guys you consider geniuses on the basketball court, it's often part of the package that they want their own set of rules. And more often than not, I think it's worth it giving them their own set of rules because they, the guys I just mentioned, deliver championships. But I'm with you, Ted. I think at this point in his career, what is he, 15 years in now, early 30s, mid-30s, if he wants an opportunity to add to his trophy case, then yeah, he's going to have to subjugate himself a little bit with his next organization. He's never going to get it as good as he's got it right now in Cleveland.
This version of LeBron in Cleveland right now is not worth the trouble for the Rockets to have.
No.
This version of LeBron.
I would agree with that.
This truculent, you know, this kind of somber, you know, just like a gigantic black cloud.
Yeah. But if you can get him to buy in, then you have a gigantic asset.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
If you sell it to him as like, look, you want to just come here and trust that we're going to put the best team around you, and you finish your career here the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 years, and you win as many as you can with this team right here. And you'll still be there. Still be some sense of ownership.
Yeah, sure.
But it'll be sharing the spotlight with Chris Paul and James Harden.
Yeah.
How does that sound? You're not going to get a max deal, but you're going to make a lot of money, and you might win more rings. Is that what you want to add on to? Is for your legacy? Is more rings? This gives you the best chance. It's right here in Houston.
And I guess maybe the better question is, how worried would you be? Because, right, the Rockets are going to bring him. If he were to come here, you know, if they're able to open up a max cap slot and they're able to sign him and bring him here, then it is going to be with some sort of conversation up front and understanding, like, this is how it works here. Like, this is not Dan Gilbert's team where all your guys are just going to come in and have the run of the building. Like, there's a way we do things around here, and it's a very player friendly way, which is why a lot of guys have wanted to come play here the same way you do right now, LeBron. Yeah. And I guess the better question would be, how worried would you be that LeBron would stay in line with something like that? Does his Miami tenure, I guess, maybe give you the confidence of, like, no, this is a guy who has falling in line before
it does, actually.
When
yeah.
you've got a guy like a respected guy like a Riley.
Another reason why I always want to see Harden named the MVP, because I think it would further
that's a good point.
Go a little longer, maybe go a little ways toward convincing LeBron that it's time for him to not necessarily be the alpha male on his team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I just think he would probably like to take maybe more of a backseat, where he doesn't have to be the face of the franchise and maybe accept less leadership responsibilities. And probably enjoy that.
And I think, I think of the three guys, James, Harden, and Paul, like the alpha dog of those three, just in terms of being a guy you want to be the leader, like the lead, it's Paul of those three guys.
And another team being thrown out there that maybe he would go to is the San Antonio Spurs. You think LeBron is going to go there with the expectations that he's going to turn it into the team he wants and his vision? No. He knows how it works.
He's called Pop, the greatest coach ever.
Yep. He's going to fall in line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.